The U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot are holding another hearing Monday. Former top aides to former U.S. President Donald Trump are testifying. They urged him not to declare quick victory in the 2020 presidential race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In taped testimony to the House panel investigating the Capitol riot, former Trump campaign chief Bill Stepien says he recommended the president hold off on election night, with votes still being counted.
Too early to tell, too early to call the race.
Trump didn't like it.
He thought I was wrong.
Stepien was to testify live, but abruptly backed out because his wife went into labor. His tape testimony was played with that of other aides, including then Attorney General Bill Barr, who says he tried to convince Trump the voter fraud claims he was spreading were bogus, crazy.
He's become detached from reality if he really believes this stuff.
The panel says Trump had betrayed the nation's trust by trying to stay in power and then inciting the deadly riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An arms watchdog has a warning, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, says the decrease in recent decades seems about to be reversed as all 9 nuclear-armed countries are increasing or upgrading their arsenals. Wilfred Wan, the director of SIPRI's Weapons of Mass Destruction program, says it is a very worrying trend. SIPRI's new report says the US and Russia hold 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, while other nuclear states are either developing or deploying new weapons systems, or have announced their intention to do so.
This is VOA News. M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo have seized an eastern border town.